Former State Treasurer Timothy Cahill will face cross-examination today after taking the stand to defend himself in his public corruption trial yesterday. Prosecutors have accused Cahill of using publicly funded advertising for the state lottery to promote his gubernatorial campaign back in 2010. Cahill, who ran a distant third as an independent candidate, faces up to 5 years in jail if convicted under a new state law being used for the first time. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Could you state your name and spell it?
Yes, Tim Cahill, T-I-M-C-A-H-I-L-L.
Cahill's independent run for governor 2 years ago had demonstrated he was not a viable candidate. But on the 17th day of his trial, Cahill took the stand to prove he was a viable defendant and an innocent one.
And why did you run those lottery ads?
They were for the best interest of the lottery. They were there to drive sales and leave the lottery in as good a shape, if not better shape, than I found it.
Under the gentle questioning of his attorney, Jeffrey Denner, like a father guiding his son on training wheels, Cahill set out his consistent defense that those media ads in September and October of 2010 promoting the lottery while he was running for governor were necessitated by negative outside advertising launched by the Republican Governors Association to take Cahill out of the three-way race for governor.
I knew how vicious those attacks were.
Those outside attacks stated that Cahill's management of the lottery didn't pass the sniff test. Cahill testified that his fiduciary responsibility as treasurer was to protect the integrity of the lottery and boost diminishing revenues.
I think we had taken a hit with our brand.
The two prosecutors, both named O'Brien, are unrelated, save for their contention that the lottery promotional ads were put up to boost Cahill's campaign and were devised by the Cahill campaign and not by the lottery. But the prosecutors could only watch from the sidelines as Cahill answered his lawyer's questions.
My image and likeness never appeared in any lottery ad.
That's a line the defense has elicited from almost every witness, with a tacit suggestion how much of a political advantage could Cahill have gotten if those ads didn't even show his face or give his name or use his voice. And Cahill presented himself as just following the lead of the lottery's own executive director and others inside the Treasury in running the promotional ad.
Whatever they decide is fine with me. Whatever ads that they want to do, whatever script they approve, I don't have time for it. I trust you guys. Just have them do it.
Emails play a big role in the prosecution's case. But at one point of Cahill's testimony, he added, as if offhandedly, "I didn't always read emails." Before the lottery launched its $1.5 million ad campaign, Cahill said he knew he would be accused of using the ads for personal politics, and he reassured his chief of staff.
I remember saying to him that whatever I do, I'm going to be criticized for. And I just want to make sure that we do the right thing by the lottery. Everyone always wants to criticize a politician's motives when they do something. And I was used to that.
Being used to that, Cahill must expect he'll be subjected to an assault of it when the prosecutors, relegated to the sidelines yesterday, take the offensive on cross-examination this morning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.